D.L. Hughley, states enacting abortion bans thought it okay to rape slaves. By Joshua Kaplan on May 22, 2019. Comedian D.L. Hughley on Tuesday joined the chorus of left-wing Hollywood celebrities lashing out about the rising pro-life movement in America, saying that the same states enacting anti-abortion legislation have historically sanctioned the raping of slaves. "You could rape somebody and commit incest and be out before the doctor that committed the abortion," D.L. Hughley told TMZ when asked about the series of recently passed abortion bills. "And that can only happen in the states where it was okay to rape slaves. Look at where it's happening," the comedian continued. "Missouri, North Carolina, everywhere it's happening. They have never had a problem taking a woman's, what belongs to her. A woman's body has never really belonged to her in those parts of the country." His remarks come after Missouri lawmakers passed legislation on Friday to ban abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, becoming the 8th state this year to pass strict pro-life abortion laws. Last Wednesday, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, R., signed the Alabama Human Life Protection Act, which bans nearly all abortions without exception. Late Tuesday evening, the state Senate passed the measure by a vote of 25-6. It allows zero exemptions for cases of rape and incest, and reclassifies abortion as a Class A felony, punishable by up to 99 years in jail for doctors who perform the procedure. Various Hollywood stars have expressed outrage over the decision by several states to criminalizing the killing of infants, particularly Georgia's own heartbeat law scheduled to go into effect January 1. Some celebrities such as Ben Stiller, Sean Penn, Alec Baldwin, and Christina Applegate are threatening to boycott the Georgia's flourishing film industry, while Hollywood super producers J.J. Abrams and Jordan Peele have pledged to donate the profits of their HBO horror series, Lovecraft Country, which is filmed in the Peach State, to groups opposing the state's pro-life law. Meanwhile, other stars have taken a more asinine approach in protesting Georgia's abortion ban, including Alyssa Milano, who was ridiculed by conservatives and liberals for organizing a sex strike until women get bodily autonomy back. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., signaled over the weekend that he finds Hollywood's efforts to fight the law more amusing than anything, telling lawmakers that enacting strict abortion laws are what he and others were elected to do. "We are the party of freedom and opportunity. We value and protect innocent life, even though that makes C-list celebrities squawk," the governor added.